We woke yesterday and today to a transformed world. I don't know about you, but I've been enjoying the increasing daylight. I was celebrating the first day of spring. And yesterday I woke up, got out of bed, walked to the window as I always do, opened the curtains, and I gazed out upon a winter wonderland. Snow covering the ground, caught in the branches of the pine trees behind our apartment development. And snow still coming down and still coming down and just kept on coming down. This was not a change I chose. I'm glad I hadn't put my snow boots away like I'd been thinking, because after some much reluctance and shaking my fist at nature's error in the orderly progression of the seasons, I had to put them on and grab a shovel and remember to lift with my legs. We admire the change makers, the organizers, and activists who bend the arc of the universe towards justice. When somebody mentions change or transformation as something that they value, my mind leaps immediately to the assumption that that kind of change is what they mean, that intentional justice-making, that intentional change-making kind of stuff. But change happens all the time, and maybe we admire those people who weather that kind of change, maybe even more sometimes. It's the nature of nature to change. In an essay called Circles, our UU forebear, Ralph Waldo Emerson, wrote, "In nature, every moment is new. The past is always swallowed and forgotten. The coming only is sacred. Nothing is secure but life, transition, the energizing spirit. People wish to be settled. Only as far as they are unsettled is there any hope for them." Our hope is in our unsettledness, huh? Well, hope must be all around then, because it feels like there's a lot happening in the world that leaves me feeling unsettled. And I'll admit that quite often I don't feel unsettledness as particularly hopeful, but maybe this morning, maybe I can work myself towards that. Change is the nature of our world, and lots or even most of that change is change that we do not choose. It feels like change is something that happens to us more often than change is something that we're doing, that we're making happen. I suppose I could spend some time teasing out all the actual lines of causation to try to figure out who's actually to blame for whatever. But I think what's important is really what change just feels like to us. Does it feel new? Does it feel unexpected? Does it feel like something you didn't choose? Well, then it is. In our neighbor state of Massachusetts, they're facing up to something that feels new, something that feels like a transformation, at least a transformation in the immigration and housing situation in that state. They're dealing with an influx of more migrant and immigrant people than they can house. Massachusetts, by the way, is the only state that has a right to shelter law that guarantees all families with children a place to sleep. And it's been hard for them to live up to that guarantee lately. At the end of January, the public radio station WBUR in Boston was reporting that in a stark break from the past, many families now find they've been deemed eligible for shelter, yet they remain without a roof over their heads. Families have been sleeping in their cars. Dozens of families have been sleeping at Logan Airport. The people of Massachusetts have woken up to a changed world. You may know that the headquarters of the Unitarian Universalist Association are in Boston. Since 2014, those headquarters have been in a six-story building on Farnsworth Street, where the staff uses the first three floors, and they have, over the years, rented out those top three floors. When the governor of Massachusetts declared a state of emergency last year because of the migrant housing crisis, it just happened that the sixth floor was vacant. And so they entered into some negotiations. They took some initiative, the UUA staff did, your UUA staff did, I should say. And as reported by the Religion News Service, on March 7th, the 10,000 square foot commercial space opened as an overnight shelter for homeless families with children and any pregnant person in need. Many of those currently at the shelter, at the UUA headquarters, are migrants who had previously been sleeping at Logan. The executive vice president of the UUA, Carrie McDonald, was interviewed for this news story and noted that opening the UUA's commercial rental space as a shelter was, quote, very countercultural to the norms of commercial real estate. Using that kind of space in that kind of way required a perspective that was a bit different. McDonald noted that there's millions of square feet of unoccupied office space in central Boston, and that we were in a position, because we care and are committed as a religious organization, to bridge the gap between what faith communities have been able to do and what I think that commercial landowners could do. With some willingness to open to change and transformation, perhaps housing wouldn't be the problem it is right now. Openness to change is something that we UUs understand as fundamental to our Unitarian and Universalist heritages. It's certainly something that Emerson was preaching. There are no fixtures in nature. The universe is fluid and volatile, says he. The UU minister, Reverend Naomi King, has a practice of hunting for edible mushrooms in the woods, and it brings her into intimate contact with a continuous cycle of transformation that's taking place in the world. The leaf litter changed to leaf mold and then back to earth, and from that, once again, mushrooms, herbs, and trees grew anew. For Reverend King, this experience, plus that of cleaning and preparing the mushrooms that she finds, leads her to proclaim that transformation is life, including the transformation that results in death and decay. Being open to this natural and ongoing transformation is not easy, especially when it's not a change that we choose, especially when it's a change like decay or death, or the changes that come with aging or illness or injury. Reflecting on his experience of illness and aging, the Reverend Bill Sinkford says, I live with a sense of betrayal, and that phrase just hits me right in my heart. Acceptance is maybe the first thing we struggle with when it comes to unchosen change. Accepting that he is going to stay seated while singing the hymn during a worship service may not seem like a big deal to others, but to Reverend Sinkford, it feels big. He feels the anger and disappointment. He doesn't want that to be all that he feels. He doesn't want to get consumed by those feelings. And it seems like when he's describing what he's doing, that his starting point is just simply being present to himself, being aware and honest. The Catholic mystic Richard Rohr would have us recognize that when something that we've taken as simply established or the way things are breaks down, he wants us to recognize that as a catalyst for transformation. Rohr believes that breaking down is a change that is simply happening, and transformation in response to that change is something more, something like a spiritual experience or a spiritual practice. He says the word change normally refers to new beginnings, but transformation, the mystery we're examining, more often happens not when something new begins, but when something old falls apart. The pain of something old falling apart, chaos, invites the soul to listen at a deeper level. It invites and sometimes forces the soul to go to a new place because the old place is falling apart. Otherwise, most of us would never go to new places. Oh, to encounter chaos as an invitation to deeper listening. I don't know how good I can get at that. Maybe I can start with just accepting that the change is happening, accepting that some disorientation is going to be just a natural thing to experience, at least for a while. Rohr says, change of itself just happens, but spiritual transformation must become an actual process of letting go, living into the confusing dark space for a while, and allowing yourself to be spit up on a new and unexpected shore. There, he's talking about Jonah and the whale. Change happens, change is inevitable. We need to allow for that and even to some extent give into that, and then perhaps it can become a transformation for us. We get the message so often that strength and character means having the answers, knowing where you're going, being in control. And of course, this makes dealing with the change that comes with living pretty difficult. No matter how much we plan for how to accomplish this congregation's move from this building to a new one, something will happen that we didn't expect. Probably more than one something. Reverend Naomi King writes, faithful transformation approaches the change that is living with reverence and with humility, with laughter, and with a readiness to be surprised. Maybe part of accomplishing not just change for transformation is practicing things like curiosity or just an openness to wonder. Naomi King shares that we do not get to choose a lot of the changes life brings. For example, I did not choose my genetic disease or my osteoarthritis, but I can choose how to adapt to and learn from the changes that they bring. I can transform for bitter or for better, for sickness or for healing, for fearfulness or for generosity, for anger or for kindness, for willful ignorance and hatred, or for wonder and wisdom. Change is coming. What do we need to imagine to be prepared? For the writer Adrienne Marie Brown, she tries to turn into a practice of tuning into the natural operating systems of this universe, she says, and being humbled as opposed to trying to barrel through and against all the change, trying to best nature. I am learning, she says, to see human behavior, even my own mistakes, as part of a larger natural order. And that feels hopeful to me, that even in that moment of disconnection and frustration and chaos and wondering and loss, that maybe it's possible to see all of those responses that I'm having as naturally part of something that's bigger than just me, and that I'm not going through this all on my own. Adrienne Marie Brown says, I choose what to embody, what to long for, even as the horizon shifts before me. The adaptation is up to me. The laughter between grieving friends, the justice of advancing a righteous anger, the first moments of surrender into new love, the opportunity inside of apparent failure. How often, how quickly, she asks, can I become aware of the miraculous nature of the moment I'm in and adapt towards the pleasure available in that awareness? Change is happening. Change is the way of things. Change is coming. And transformation is life. What do you need to imagine so that in your response to change, your transformation will be soulful, will be a transformation into a new wholeness, will be a transformation that embodies the values that you are proud to hold. As a way of bringing this to an end, I wondered if you would read something with me. It's from the new words that are going to be voted on this summer for this change in the bylaws, the section where it talks about values and covenant. And this is about the value transformation. So please join with me in reading this. Transformation. We adapt to the changing world. We covenant to collectively transform and grow spiritually and ethically. Openness to change is fundamental to our Unitarian and Universalist heritages, never complete and never perfect. Amen.